The scripture reading that is put before us this weekend invites us to recognize the manner in which you and I come to faith and the manner in which you and I grow in faith. Both in the first reading, the story of Samuel, and in the gospel reading, the story of the call of Andrew and Peter, there is an interaction, there is a dialogue, and there is a connection between persons that is involved in the gift of faith. We're told in the first story that Samuel did not yet know God. And what Samuel experienced during the night, the call of his name, he attributed to Eli, in whose care he had been put. It is through the instruction of Eli that Samuel is invited to see in that call the word of God, the invitation of God. And because of that encouragement, when God calls again, Samuel is able to answer, "Here I am, Lord." And we're told in the story that the word of God stayed with Samuel, and nothing was lost. That what occurred in Samuel's life was a conversion in faith. Now, this was possible only because of the relationship that Samuel had with Eli. Someone had to make the road open. Someone had to invite Samuel to a place where Samuel had never been before. The same is true in the story in the gospel. It is John the Baptizer who points out this person and says to those two disciples standing with him, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." And Andrew and the other disciple of John, overhearing this, follow Jesus. They follow Jesus because of the invitation that is given by John. Jesus then says to them, "What are you looking for?" And they say, "Where are you staying?" And again, in the dialogue, in the back and forth, Jesus says, "Come and see." And then we're told in John's gospel that they stayed with him for the rest of that day. Now, there are two words in that story that are very important in helping us understand what the dynamic is. The first word is to see, and the second word is to stay. They ask Jesus, "Where are you staying?" And Jesus says, "Come and see." For John the Evangelist, that word to see is not about eyesight. It's about the recognition of the heart. It's about understanding. So the invitation to those two disciples is to open up their heart to the understanding of who Jesus is. We're also told that Once Jesus says to them, come and see, we're told that they went and they stayed with him throughout the rest of that day. The word stay in John's gospel does not just mean to be in place. It means to abide. As in those statements in John's gospel where Jesus will say, the Father and I are one. I abide in the Father as the Father abides in me. The invitation to identify with Jesus so that just as the Father and Jesus are one, so the disciple can become one with God and with Jesus as well. So the imagery that John holds is that the invitation was an invitation to understanding of the heart and was an invitation to a relationship with Jesus, an abiding with him. Well, those two readings and the prayers of this weekend are meant to instruct us about the manner in which you and I and others come to faith and are enriched in faith. The first thing we learn is you can't do it on your own hook. You can't do it isolated from others, from a community, from people of faith. You can't be an anonymous believer. Now, a lot of people struggle with that. Lots of people will say to me, I'm spiritual, I'm just not religious. And what they mean by that is that they have a sense of a truth that is beyond the material, beyond the here and now, and that they have a hunger for that, but that they have not and don't necessarily see any reason to be connected to other people around spiritual and religious values. They find no reason for a community. They believe that they can live out a spiritual life kind of on their own. And they certainly can. But that's not the faith life that the Scripture calls us to. The Scripture reminds us that faith is handed on. Faith grows in dialogue. Faith is deepened as men and women of faith interact with each other. But that's the faith of Israel, and that's the faith of the gospel. Number two, that invitation to faith, that call to faith, comes in very ordinary ways. It comes in ordinary language. It comes in light of one person's expressing his or her conviction and inviting another to come and to experience or to investigate what he or she has found of value. Andrew goes to Peter and says, I found the Messiah. And presumably there was a lot more conversation that went on between Andrew and Peter. And Andrew takes Peter by the hand and he doesn't send him to Jesus, he brings him to Jesus. He leads him. He walks him. And then there is an interchange between Jesus and Peter. Jesus recognizes Peter. And Peter comes to recognize Jesus. Jesus says, "You are Simon, the son of John. From now on, you will be called Peter." Through the intermediate work of Andrew, Peter is introduced to Jesus, and Jesus is introduced to Peter. So the faith grows, the faith is received, and the faith grows in company. One person walking the road with another. One person sharing faith with another. One person inviting another to experience the presence of Christ. That's the way it happens. And that's the challenge that you and I have as people who are disciples of the Lord. We are invited in a very gentle way. Samuel was treated very gently by Eli. Simon was treated very gently by Andrew. Those disciples were treated very gently by John. Jesus treated Peter gently. Through very gentle treatment, an invitation to come and see. Come and understand with the heart. Come and find that in relationship, in community, in the body of Christ, faith speaks to faith, and faith of one enlarges and deepens the faith of another. Well, we're here today as that community of believers. We're here celebrating the mystery that forms who we are. And we are invited to draw others to that table, to the table of the Lord, to the table of the mystery of Christ, through the table of life. To do that gently, to do that carefully, to do that respectfully, and to allow a person to come just as he or she is. There were no ground rules laid down for Andrew and his companion. There were no ground rules laid down for Simon Peter. There were no hurdles to jump. There was simply the invitation made. A gentle, open, welcoming invitation. Come and see. And at that point, the Spirit of God must take over. As is the case of Andrew and his companion, the Spirit led them to stay, to abide, to remain with the Lord.